based on an agenda, which is usually, well, always a feminist agenda to overturn male leadership.
Here's a question from Richard.
Hi, my name is Richard, and I live in Massachusetts. And the reason I was calling was I wanted to get an idea of the idea regarding divorce and remarriage, whether it is acceptable for a believer to marry another believer who was divorced while she was an unbeliever. And so anyway, that's pretty much the question. Thanks very much.
Well, just to give you a simple answer, Richard, yes, for a believer to marry another believer who was divorced as a non-believer, I don't see any prohibition in Scripture. What a person does as a non-believer is going to be consistent with the way non-believers act and non-believers live. And if you're in Christ, you're a new creation. I think that's pretty clear in Scripture. You know, when you talk about any of the virtues or characteristics or standards for Christian conduct, Christian living, Christian marriage, they are in the Christian experience. You can't expect someone to have met all the criteria for a Christian marriage before they were a Christian. So the Bible says that divorce is acceptable under certain circumstances. If an unbeliever departs, let him depart. That's a believer being divorced. Or if adultery takes place, sort of the unrepentant adultery, then you're free to remarry. So in the case for a believer, let's say, in the case of a believer, if you have an adulterous partner who violates and breaches the covenant, or if you have an unbelieving partner who leaves, in those cases, you would be free to remarry. It is also very possible that a sinning partner who will not repent of that sin and is being treated as a non-believer frees up a believer to be remarried. Once you become a believer, then I think the only basis for divorce would be adultery. And even then, if the person repented and wanted to keep the marriage together, I think you'd be best served and God would be honored if you forgave that sin and embraced that person, because I think that's the heart of God who embraces us even in our sin and continues to be faithful husband to us.
Here's a related question then. Is there ever any scenario or case you can envision where a new believer comes to you? Suppose she's a woman who has been divorced maybe a couple of years. Her previous husband is not remarried. He's not a believer. Would you counsel her to seek reconciliation?
No, I wouldn't counsel her to seek reconciliation, because that would be to marry a non-